This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One other thing that we're seeing, this I think during this lockdown, really, this global pandemic, and I think it's also very important and very telling. I think what's happening is on, for example, on one side, the statistics are showing that there is a huge spike in, for example, problems within marriages. In some cases, there's becoming more domestic violence. And I think that one thing that this does, this whole, it's like a crucible, right? When you put something in a crucible, it's like when you heat up gold, right? What happens when you heat up gold is that the impurities become manifested and then they can be removed, right? So one thing that this circumstance is doing, you know, they say that hardships, they reveal who we really are, right? They reveal the strength within an individual and the strength within a relationship. They reveal the strength within, or the weakness within us collectively and individually. And so one thing, and that might not seem like a good thing on the surface, but it is actually a good thing in that it allows us to see the ailment so that we can cure it. It allows us to see the problem, the break, so that we can mend it. You know, the problem is that when you are just hiding things, if you're sick and all you do is just pop a painkiller, paracetamol or Tylenol or ibuprofen, and you're just numbing the pain, but you're never actually addressing the cause, then you're not doing yourself any favors. You're just covering up the problem. But what hardships and afflictions do is that they expose the ailment, they expose the sickness so that we can cure it, so that we can take action to do something. You know, if there's a hidden fire in your house, it's no good for it to be hidden, right? Because then you don't have a chance to extinguish it. And so it's very, very, it's a, when you find out, you know, you have the smoke detector telling you there's a fire, now you can go and extinguish that fire. You can handle, you can get to the root of the issue. And I think that's exactly what we need to start doing. If this crucible is exposing a break in our relationship, then that is a sign that we need to go and address that. Whether that means that it's something fixable or it's something that we have to remove ourselves from if it is abusive, but it's putting a spotlight on the problem, right? It's removing the veil, the covering, so that we can see, whoa, this was here all along, but it was just kind of like covered up by like distractions and like maybe we're just very busy with other things. But what's happening right now is I think that what's inside of us is coming out. And that's, like I said, that's a blessing in disguise, because it allows us to see what's inside, which we may not have otherwise known, and so that we can fix it and we can cure it. And I think it's also exposing the breaks that may have been in our relationships or at a collective level as a community. Where have we gone wrong? Where are some places that we need to fill in the gap? Is there a problem with our social services? Is there a need there that we need to fill? And so what this has done is it has exposed where the cracks are so that we can fill those cracks and we can mend those.